Well, cock-a-doodle-doo and good morning to you. This is Whitley Quickman with WLFC, reporting straight from the Fallout Zone and into your homes. Joining me in the booth, as always, is my broadcasting cohort and amigo from another madre, Tad Bilchner. Good morning, Tad. What have you got for us today?
Thank you, Split Pea.
Whitley.
But I already told you that I don't speak German. Okay.
Whitley Quickman.
Whatever. My topic today is entitled... Those simpering wimps over in the town of Edgemont Springs that claim that we here in Mutant County News don't talk about them enough.
Okay, now, Tad, we discussed this earlier, remember?
Sure.
You agreed that you'd do the piece on mind control, three things to remember when protecting your family instead. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, fine. Let's not keep making waves between us and the good folks over in Edgemont Springs, okay?
You lost me there. Anywho, look at you, crybabies.
Oh, here we go.
We all know that Ladyfinger isn't the only town in this poor, molested county that's suffering from a nuclear-slash-spiritual-slash-extraterrestrial holocaust. But it's a simple fact, folks, that this station resides within the GD town of GD Ladyfinger. So it should go without saying that most of the news we share is news from, well, you guessed it, Lady Frickin' Finger!
A language, please, Tad?
English? Hey, well, yeah, that's a good point there, Dimples. You're right. Yeah, I suppose I should make it even more crystal clear. In particular, for that blubbery mayor of Edgemont Springs, when I say to you now, Mayor McCheesy Muffintop, that a previously undiscovered geyser erupting in the middle of your rinky-dink town does not really count as news.
Well, actually, yes, it does.
Well, so what? We here in Ladyfinger have a whole pond full of gallons of toxic sludge that is seasonally inhabited by a spiritually possessed merman thing. What, suddenly Edgemont Springs discovers some natural hot springs conveniently situated right beside the man's house, and that's news? And guess what? Now it actually makes sense to call a dried-up, drought-laden, dusty old forgotten prairie town Edgemont Springs. So quit your belly aching, Chuck.
Well, now, Tad, if I may interject. The point here is not who has it worse, whose trials and tribulations are more extreme. If it's an event of interest, then that constitutes as news, and it should be shared. Three people were badly burnt when the Edgemont Springs spring sprung. And it took the roof clear off the mayor's house.
The mayor gets a free skylight, and for this we need to send in a reporter? And whose segment is this anyway?
My apologies. Please continue.
I don't think I have anything else. Yeah, you can go.
Really? There's nothing else in those papers you're holding?
Nope.
But you've got pages left.
Oh, this? Well, no, this is just my, the prescription for my heart medication. Remember drugstores? Those are the days.
Well, I guess that brings us to...
Oh, wait! I'm not done.
I knew it.
Well, I didn't get to say I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Right. Well, today's top story...
Well, I'm doing it. That's my thing. I gotta say it. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Okay, well, you just said it.
No, I mean, I gotta do it good, like with gusto.
You've got to do it well.
Hey, don't pressure me, kid. I've been doing this since before you was born.
Were born.
I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Today's top story...
Chuck!
And that's Straight Talk with Tad. Now...
That's right, Whipleys. Believe it or not, that's why I said, I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Well, as it turns out, the geyser in picturesque Edgemont Springs that Tad mentioned actually brings us to our top story. Residents of the east section of Edgemont Springs were evacuated from their homes early this morning after facing a sudden outbreak of highly evolved air and water-breathing quadrupedal piranhas. Piranhae? One witness says he saw this mass school of fleet-footed man-eating Pisces arise from the depths of this natural earth-born fountain at around 6 this morning, immediately following the surprise subterranean eruption.
And again, I say big deal. Well, even if the fish have feet, who cares? Well, how can they move if they're all quadriplegics?
Actually, what I said, Tad, was that the fish are quadrupedal. Quadrupeds.
Pah!
No, they walk on four legs, Tad. Quad, as in four.
Uh-huh. Your mother's a quadruped.
Good one, Tad.
Thanks, Trix.
Well, actually, she is now, yes, because of her latest mutation. But, well, on a brighter note, most of the evacuees not eaten alive have been successfully relocated to the Our Lady of Fingers Recreation Center. I'll say that again. They've been relocated to Our Lady of Ladyfinger. Well, I've said it before. That is good news.
He sure have.
At this time, we'd like to turn our attention to our very own Mutant County meteorologist, Lynn Rindlin, with weather. Well, Lynn, it's really been raining cats and dogs of late. Any idea when it might stop?
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, mi amiga. Estoy muy bien. Gracias.
Ah, here we go with the German again. You guys are really starting to make me nervous, you know that?
Lo siento, Tatarino. The cats and dogs should be sweeping off to the south with the help of a strong north wind. Unfortunately, with that cold front coming in, it's going to mean by the end of the week we could be facing an onslaught of chinchillas and guinea pigs. But with the drop in temperature, there shouldn't be much accumulation. Those little guys will shuffle off quickly to warmer climes.
And we've all faced much worse.
Yes, yes, we have.
Yep. Horrible things. Just terrible.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure everything will be fine. Anything else to report, Lynn?
The sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet you bottom dollar that tomorrow. Actually, hang on to that dollar, because things are not getting better. Probably not until that marsupial blizzard blows over 2 weeks from now. But in all seriousness, there will be a full moon tomorrow, so lock up your daughters and leash up your werewolves.
Ah, damn it! It's date night tomorrow. Jeez-em, crackers! Ah, well, I guess it's another cozy candlelight dinner in the dungeon with Dana. Ha, who am I kidding? Every date night's a date night in the dungeon with Dana. Am I right? Huh, Whit? Huh? Eh? Hey, Whit?
I'm sure I don't know, Ted. Moving on! Back to you, Lynn.
It's actually time to finish things off with Traffic with Dandy Walton.
Thank you, Lynn.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, we've got Dandy up in the air in his specialized traffic ultralight gliding around the inside of the protective barrier. How's the traffic situation looking from up there, Dan the Man?
Well, Whit. Hey, stop it! Stop you! Get off me, you beast! You feisty, effing, dingleberry beast! This kid have Tourette's or what? Oh, sorry, you guys. I got a 7-foot dragonfly humping the tail fin of my plane again. Yeah, that's not really a plane, Dandy. That's more like a flying moped. Well, on the outside of the protective shield, I can just make out some of the going into work traffic. There's a lot backed up along Highway 10 going around and heading away from the quarantine zone. Of course, no traffic heading into the town of Ladyfinger or Edgemont Springs.
Right, because we're quarantined.
Or into Surly Bog or Turgeburg.
Uh-huh, yeah, also quarantined.
Or Cheesedale. Yeah, we get it. There's no one coming into Mutant County. Why do none of these correspondents understand the idea of quarantine? Gah! I can't take it anymore! I wish I could just hop on the next flight out of this place. Flying around in a flying thinger right now, you doofus.
Hey, yeah.
So that's it for traffic then, Dan.
Yeah, I'm in a... Hey, thanks, Ted. Thank you very much. Hey, see you boys later. I'm out of here.
Dandy, wait. Don't go past the barricade. You'll be... Shot down. Oh dear.
Maybe he's okay. Maybe he survived the... Nope, forget it.
Well, I guess it's fare thee well to another dear friend and co-worker. Dandy Leslie Walton, you will not be forgotten. I'm not sure what to say here, folks. Other than we probably won't have a traffic update for you at 2 o'clock.
Well, yeah, but we don't usually do traffic updates at 2 anyway, though, you know, because we usually wait until 5, you know,
yeah,
right?
Because,
yeah, it's very sad. His middle name was Leslie?
Well, that's all the time we have for the news at 10. I'm Whitley Quickman saying good day for now, and may God have mercy on us all.
Leslie. It's probably best I didn't know that while he was still alive. I mean, very sad.